Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Golf is supposed to be a relaxing game.
Yeah, pastime.
We know it can be anything but, Tommy.
Yeah.
And past the frustration with yourself.
Yep.
There can also be tension with other golfers on the course.
Playing too slow.
But no one would ever leave the house with their clubs expecting to witness this.
What happened?
Especially when the person is accused of this has the job they have.
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We will jump right into the story. It is the craziest thing you will hear all week. And it happened just west of us.
Damn.
And it happened last month, but we are just learning about it today. On June 5th, according to authorities, a golfer, who happened to be an off-duty police officer, hit a ball in the direction of a different group of golfers than he was with.
So hit up on another group.
What it sounds like?
It happens.
It happens. It does.
Yeah, it gets away from you.
Okay. But it can lead to all different kinds of reactions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this reaction was an argument. Please say... One of the golfers in the group that was hit up on started waving his golf club at the off-duty officer in a, and I quote, threatening manner.
Well, that's the only way you really can wave a golf club.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, you can wave it like, hello, I have a golf club. Hello. All right, so we have a, quote, threatening manner golf club wave towards the off-duty police officer. Now, I'd like to stop the story just for one second.
Go ahead.
There are a couple of ways this could go.
All right.
All right. The two groups could compose themselves. They could go their separate ways, finish their game.
Sure.
Very easy to do that.
Mm.
There could be a fist fight.
Yeah.
It's the less ideal situation. And it's not super common, but we have seen them on golf courses
before. Yeah, we've seen things get heated.
Hell, 2 weeks ago, former Rochester American beat the hell out of a drunk guy in a golf course, and he was in the right.
Kinda
was
awesome.
That real?
That's real.
I thought this cannot be real.
Bro, he was blasted at
that dude. That guy was a professional hockey player.
He played in Rochester
for 2 years.
It was
a group
years.
Of them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But... Neither of those outcomes happen in this story.
Oh, yeah.
Because according to authorities, after the, quote, threatening club wave, the off-duty officer who hit the initial shot reached into his golf bag and pulled out a gun!
Well, that will settle things. So he serviced revolver, maybe?
I don't know. We don't know what gun it was.
Right.
But authorities say
but he had a gun.
He reached into his golf bag and pulled out a gun. They say he pointed the gun at the ground and told the other group to get back. Thank God that's where it's ended.
I would probably get back. Yeah.
The group separated. The men went about the rest of their day.
Wait, they kept playing?
I guess so.
Well,
I think
I'm done. To be here.
I think if somebody shows a piece, I'm out.
So here's the thing.
Well, especially because they're going to be behind you the whole time.
Maybe they did go home. You know what? I just assumed they finished it. Good point, Kimmy.
Yeah, you can't really get away from
them. Who's in more trouble here?
All right, so we're going to finish the story in a second because that's another part of this issue, right? But. I think there is an elephant on the course we need to talk about.
What's that?
Who goes golfing with a gun?
Yeah, this ain't the South, man.
Now, I get that if the course allows it, you are able to carry a gun onto the course,
just
right?
Doesn't seem necessary.
I also understand as a son of a police officer, an off-duty officer is maybe allowed to have it on him.
His weapon.
You got it, whatever. But why, even if you were allowed to, would you feel the need to have a gun on the golf course? Are you afraid of being robbed on the turn?
Yeah.
Stole my hot dog?
Yes.
And here's the other thing. Not only, according to the story, does he have a gun on the golf course, he kept it in his golf bag.
Yeah.
What does that holster look like? Like, do you keep it on a pole next to your driver?
Oh, yeah, you just pull it right out.
Can I get the wedge? I think this is more of a 9mm.
Yeah, what if you reach in there by accident and the damn thing goes off?
Oh, can I get a tee? Oh, God, no! Okay.
All right.
So far, Tommy, this story is insane, right?
Yeah.
All right, just to recap, if you are just joining us, just west of us, man golfing, off-duty police officer, hits a ball that landed near another group of people. Apparently, they got together in some way. A man in the group that was hit up on, according to police, swung his club in a threatening manner, or waved his club, excuse me, not swung, waved his club in a threatening manner, at which point the off-duty officer reached into his golf bag and pulled out a gun, pointed it at the ground, and told him to get back. That was the end of it. Okay, so, insane?
Yep.
We're not done.
What's left?
It wasn't over there.
Buckle up.
All right.
You ready? Police conducted a criminal investigation.
All right.
And again, this was a month ago. In the end, no one was charged.
Wait, it's a push? Everybody just went home?
I guess he got a mulligan.
Okay.
Not a charge.
Okay.
That being said, the officer who allegedly pulled his gun out on the course had to turn it over to the department he worked for.
His weapon?
I guess. There is a review process happening involving what happened with the police department.
Yeah.
But that review is still ongoing. Now, here's the thing. I'm no big city lawyer. How in this situation did nothing happen?
Yeah,
that would
because,
warrant?
Like, yeah, I thought, yeah. Like, if you threaten the officer, but the officer, I thought they would both be in trouble. Like, because I don't think they sound both in the wrong to me.
Okay. Yeah. But if we're going to talk about,
like, brandishing your weapon and pointing at, like, threatening with the gun.
I mean, yeah, because any time a gun is out, that's, I mean, you're menacing.
Yes.
We've seen that charge.
But you're not on duty.
No.
But you shouldn't also be threatening. But he's also waving the club.
Okay, it was a wave. You're right. I said swing.
So I don't, I thought, hey, do they both still play at that course?
Well, I mean, if
that's your club. If that's your club,
right? I mean, what choice do you have?
If it's a public course.
I'm still going to spend $300 in food this month or I'm going to lose it.
You think they both go back?
If I had a gun pulled on me on the course.
But you know how golfers are, man. Like, that's your club. Those are your people. Like, you make, I will say, country club, it's usually a pretty tight community of people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, so you think cop goes back, club guy does not go back?
I would think, okay, we don't know what kind of course this was, but let's say it was a country club. I would think if you take your gun out, that guy's not going back.
But if it's just a standard, you know, public course. That stuffy, like, private course, I think they both go back.
Going back to the course where you pulled your gun out.
Yep.
Can I also point out, you were the one who hit the ball at them.
According to the story.
You hit up on them.
Well, okay, you keep saying hit up. I mean, maybe it was a slice.
It could have been, yes.
Could have been a misunderstanding. Yeah.
But I mean, like, whether or not you, I'm sure you didn't mean to do
it. Sure.
But, like, you would think you'd, I mean, you kind of caused the incident to take place in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, your actions led to the situation.
Yeah.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Got lots of folks writing us on Instagram. We'll get to that in just a second. Right. But let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing better every day there.
Good.
That's fantastic, man.
So, bear with me for a second here. Now, if you are a private citizen and you are, you know, permitted to carry a gun and you draw your weapon, that is technically considered a threat.
Yeah, it's menacing. Now, that's the way it was explained to us, yes.
Right. Now, isn't a threat also considered assault?
That I don't know. I'm not a big city lawyer. I clearly said that a second ago, Rammer.
I'm pretty sure that if you threaten somebody, that's assault. If you follow through and beat them to the ground, that's battery.
I don't know.
That would go together. But anyhow. The other side of it is, if you're a police officer, why would you not always carry a gun?
Because you don't need a gun. Okay.
Think about for a minute how you would feel if you were out in a public setting with your family and there's a threat, okay? And an off-duty police officer neutralizes that threat because he's carrying his weapon.
Absolutely. So, Rammer, let's talk about that. And I'm glad you brought this up, right? Because I'm sure there's other guys thinking like you. First of all, this isn't a situation where I'm out with my family. This guy is golfing. He's on a golf course. Second, my old man, you know, police officer, off duty. There were times, rarely, when I was a kid, where he would take his weapon with him when he wasn't working, right? But it almost never happened. And I guess, Rammer, but here's the thing. If you want to talk time and place where there's, like, this fantasy thing where, like, you know, cop off-duty cop steps in and is a hero, like, okay, fine. We don't see that story a whole hell of a lot.
A big crowd.
But what situation could have happened on a golf course where a gun would have been required? And why are you keeping it in your golf bag?
Well, I mean, you might not be able to conceal it as well with your golf outfit on. I mean, you know, you're typically wearing shorts and a polo or something. I mean, so I could understand that part of it. No different than if you're carrying a gun, you leave it in your vehicle when you go in a store.
But I don't put it in the shopping cart.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. They
really should have holsters on those shopping carts. I don't understand.
All right, Rammer, I got to take some more calls, buddy. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. There's something else I want to bring up because folks are writing us. It goes off of what Rammer said because there are folks that are trying to understand why this guy is in trouble because he's an off-duty police officer and he's allowed to have a gun. Like, for example, Hachi Roku. Nailed it.
All right, got it.
Wrote us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, I mean, it's a tough one. Drawing the gun, well, maybe a bit extreme, could have been taken as self-defense. And there's not generally cameras on the golf course, so it's difficult to prove menacing how the other person was with their club, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's talk about self-defense. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Use of deadly force for anyone in New York State, and that's, you know, having a gun, is a last resort, right? People who take gun training know that.
Yeah.
A police officer knows that to the extreme.
Yeah.
If you want to use the argument of self-defense, the way it works is I have to prove that I had no other option to save myself but to use this weapon to hurt this person.
Right.
And if you want to argue, unless you were backed up against a water hazard and a sand trap on both sides.
It's a tough lie.
I mean,
seven.
But you could, if you thought you were in danger, you could have turned and run away.
Yeah.
The guy's waving a club at you. If that's the way it all
worked
out.
You could have backed up.
You also have other clubs.
You don't want to. You're right. You're right.
Actually, you could have just said, hey, man, I just got threatened on a golf course. And
gone and, you know.
Called the
authorities.
Cup.
Like the people you work with.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't understand. Granted, having not been there, if the allegations lay out the way it's said here, how you could argue for self-defense in showing a weapon on a place that has more land than anywhere else in the community.
Well, they don't, as far as I know, they don't make golf bags with holsters in them.
Actually, you know what?
Do they?
Can you Google it?
Oh, you know they do.
I hope they don't. Why would you need that?
First of all, some of these courses in the South got gator.
You're not gonna. You can't shoot a gator. That's
you can.
I think that's against the law.
If you're getting you're right. It does exist.
If you're getting attacked by an alligator, you're allowed to shoot the goddamn thing in the South.
I don't know, but okay, fine. We don't. There is no if you got a reason, give it to me. 252 WCMF.
What if a bear shows up, man?
A bear? There's only five bear in all of New York, I heard, in the break room.
Right now, he's standing at the turn by the beverage cart.
Guess if you're golfing in the wilderness.
Give me a single reason, a valid reason why you would need to
slow
keep
play
a gun.
Moving along.
And how? All right, let me back up. I'm sorry.
Good.
Again, if you're just joining us, it happened just west of us. An off-duty police officer playing golf back a month ago. Excuse me, I'm burping. I'm sorry. Ball lands near another group golfing, not his.
Yeah.
Somehow those two get together. Seems a little bit tense.
Mm-hmm.
Man in the other group who was almost hit with the ball, it was, quote, waving his club in a...
Menacing?
Nope. No, I said menacing. Doesn't matter. He starts waving his club in a threatening manner, excuse me. After that happened, according to authorities, the off-duty police officer reached into his golf bag, pulled his gun out, pointed it to the ground, and told them to back off. That's where it ended. Thank God. There was an investigation, and no one was charged.
And they all, did they?
I don't know if they finished the, I would like to know. I don't know.
I really do.
Okay. But yeah, no one was charged. The officer had to turn his weapon in.
Yeah.
Right? There's an investigation going. Okay. So I'm an idiot.
Nah.
According to this call. And I'm excited for this.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good, bud. Hey, listen, my son is a cop. And when he started, his chief told him, you don't go anywhere without your gun. He could be checking out at Walmart, and the guy behind him, he arrested him a couple of nights ago. How do you know that guy, he didn't arrest him a few weeks ago or something like that? They all carry the guns.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, I am telling you right now, as a guy who grew up with a police officer father and went everywhere with him.
But your dad was a cop years ago.
He's on the job right now, Jim. He is still on the job.
He's a sheriff, don't
Yeah.
I feel safe.
Your dad's a sheriff? I thought he was a trooper.
No, he was a Gates police officer. Jim, get your facts straight, buddy. Get your facts straight.
No, sir. I am right.
Jim, I have buddies that are cops. Jim.
Jim,
I got buddies that are cops. I know for a fact they do not carry everywhere they go. I know for a fact.
Well, I know for a fact. Like I say, my son's a cop, and he does, and his chief said, don't go anywhere without your gun, because what if he arrested that guy or something like that? They got to protect themselves. If your dad doesn't carry his gun, I would be surprised.
Jim, I am telling you, Jim. Especially, what does that mean, Jim? What does that mean in today's world?
Come on.
No, I'm asking you. What does that mean? What does that mean? Because statistically...
that goes on with these freaking people. You don't know these... freaking morons carrying guns, shooting people.
Hey, Jim.
They're out there shooting people.
Jim, statistically, it is the safest time in the history of America to be alive. Thanks to guys like your son. In fact, there was a story this week that over the last 4 years, homicides in the city of Rochester have decreased from the 40s down to 16.
But hold on, they didn't
year.
Check golf course.
I saw that on the news. What about the shooting? They shoot their terrible shots. That's the problem.
These kids, they don't want to go to practice.
Wait, so they were good shots a couple years ago, but they've gotten worse? Okay. Hey, Jim.
Go to the range once in a while.
I don't blame the cop for carrying his gun, and you don't know.
All right, so, Jim, let me stop you. Hold on. Time out, Jim. So your son is a cop. Your son is a cop.
Yep.
If your son in this situation, having a golf club waved at him, had taken his gun out of a golf bag, you don't think that would have been inappropriate?
Well, again,
it's a yes or no question. I mean, Jim, it's a yes or no question.
But, yeah, I don't have him from bringing out a gun and just saying, or show his badge.
But there's not an or there. No. So as far as you're concerned, a police officer on a golf course who had a club waved at him is okay to take his weapon out and show it to somebody.
He didn't show it. He pointed it towards the ground.
That's menacing. Your son knows that. He's a police officer.
I don't have a problem with that. No.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Jim.
Anytime I go with my kid somewhere, I feel safe because I know he's got his gun out.
Well, because his son's walking around. Look at my gun, everybody. I got a gun, and Jim is my dad. Check out my gun, and I wrote a song. Jim, you're a peach, buddy. Thanks for the call.
See ya.
There goes Jim. Okay. Well, I guess the moral of the story here.
Be kind on the course.
No. Next time you're golfing, wear a vest.
Okay. Keep your clubs to yourself.
One quick thing. You'd have to have a pretty organized golf bag to get that out that quickly. Because I know some guys that fumble around in there for a while looking for stuff.
Okay. Can I just say one
thing? Yeah, they can never find where their tees are. Because they always go to the bottom of the bag. You always got to reach all the way down and get the goddamn thing.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I've got a ton of people writing me on Instagram telling me how disgusting and terrible the community that we live in is now. Okay, I'll write to, Jacob writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Our city is beyond effed. And he didn't write effed, he meant it.
Oh, he used a real word?
And military and police ain't no way not to be armed in this city. Then don't leave the house. If you're that scared, why do you leave the house?
Yeah, well, if you do, run.
Well, no, but I'm saying, what? You can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Go. What's keeping you? If you are that scared to be here, what is keeping you here? And we'll wrap it up with this, because I think this is the best point out of all of
it. What's that?
William writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Why carry a gun on the golf course? Four words. Golf course, mountain lion.
Ooh.
That Kimmy doesn't believe exists.
Yes.
Conspira Kimmy. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not great, guys.
Whatever.
Especially in the middle of a hot summer. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is dangerous. And most interestingly enough, I would guess the majority of people don't know why this is happening.
Oh.
Because when you find out the reason why this local beach is closed all the time, it may not be what you always assume. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
A new study this week shows that Ontario Beach is the second most polluted lake in the state of New York.
Well, it's always closed.
It is.
Every summer, man, there's going to come a point when it gets really warm out, like, and all of a sudden, man... Doo-doo, baby.
So to your point about it always being closed,
yeah.
A report showed up in the DNC. Last year, Ontario Beach had potentially unsafe water 42% of the days they tested it.
Mm.
So it's open less than 60%. And that was second only to a beach in Erie County. By the way, Duran Eastman, the 10th most polluted in the state, that beach there.
Well, it's all kind of like right there.
I know. It is weird to me how sometimes one is and one isn't okay to swim in. I don't really get that.
Well, they are a fair currents. Distance. I mean, look.
Yes.
Okay, look, you might be right, but I don't want to hear you pretend like you know what you're talking about. All right.
Because
you know,
they're so close. I mean, they're really not that far
it's the
from
river.
Each other.
It's everything coming out of that river right there.
Okay, so to your point.
It's like the town's crack.
Do you think the average Rochester resident knows why this water is so dirty? Because it feels like, Tommy, a lot of people assume that some major companies that used to operate here destroyed the lake, and that's why this is the way that it is.
Well, that might
that
be
part of the problem.
It's not.
Yeah, it's sewage.
At some point.
No, Tommy hit it on the head. The reason why it keeps getting shut down.
Pure poo.
It's poo, baby.
Poo, baby.
And
poo beach.
Not like people take it dumps while they're swimming. Like sewer overflow
flowing in.
And
yeah.
runoff,
and runoff yeah.
from
yeah.
development. So scientists say that heavy rain can overwhelm the sewage system and let those dumps get into the waterways. And when that gets into the lake, it makes it potentially dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So when you wake up in the morning and you see a story that you can't go swimming in Ontario Beach Park, it's because you ate Indian food and the sewage system couldn't handle it. What the article doesn't explain, however.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why Rochester, specifically Ontario Beach, has it so bad. Because we're not the only place with a lake next to a city in New York.
I think it's that river. The river that flows, you know.
Genesee, yeah.
I think that's the problem.
But the Genesee goes through other places, doesn't it? I mean, I get that it empties out.
Well, I mean,
out.
It ends. It all ends up, that's why it's like our butt.
But like other rivers flow into lakes. Why is our river, and again, you're speculating about the river. What is it about our community that makes it worse than any other city in New York State?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where the other major rivers go into the lake.
I mean,
near here.
There's Syracuse has a major lake. Albany, there's lakes around there. I mean, the North.
Yeah, but they don't have probably like big rivers flowing into them.
How is it a lake then?
I mean, they're
well, no, because you would have underwater. Everywhere. You would have underwater water tables that would feed it.
Well, you're talking about underwater water tables.
Yeah,
you got the underwater water tables.
It comes up like that.
Jimmy, did you check the underwater water tables?
But think all the farm runoff and everything. How far back that river goes and everything that goes into it, and it all has only one place to go.
But yeah, I guess to Pat's point, why doesn't that happen in Erie, like along Erie? Like
well,
Cleveland,
it probably does.
Erie.
Well, this is
Buffalo,
just New, this is just New York State.
Yeah,
and Buffalo had a river that was a little more polluted than ours, but.
But by the way, that lake in Syracuse, I thought was super polluted.
But it's not as polluted as ours.
Oh.
And by the way, the Hudson, that dumps into a whole bunch of lakes.
No, but that flows into the ocean.
But there are lakes along the way.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't know but because the Hudson is so big and it goes into the ocean, I don't think it flows through any lakes.
There would be offshoots where lakes are created. You can't tell me that water doesn't do anything but go right into the ocean. It would be impossible.
Well, no, I think the lakes flow into the river, not the river flows into the lake. That's the difference.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
No.
Like you're talking like the St. Lawrence River?
See, the St. Lawrence River it flows out into the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, the Hudson you're talking about. St. Lawrence?
No, St. Lawrence goes into the ocean.
Also goes in the ocean? What does the Hudson do?
Same thing.
So everyone goes in the ocean except for Genesee.
Well, I think all water goes to the ocean eventually.
but the Genesee is flowing the opposite way of the ocean.
The Genesee flows into the lake.
Which flows out to the ocean.
Yes. It's still connected because it goes out to St. Lawrence.
Okay, I understand. What I'm saying is there have to be other rivers that go through major cities.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That feed into lakes.
Well, look at the Ohio, the Mississippi.
I mean, in New York.
Yeah.
It's just weird that we're so high on this list. I'm trying to figure out why. You want to talk about underwater water tables, St. Lawrence Charger River.
Well, I say it's the river and all the poo and all the fertilizer and everything else.
Okay. 252 WCMF.
What grosses? I'm sorry.
No. What grosses you on? I'm sorry.
When I see people on jet skis out there, like bouncing around, because you know you're getting a mouthful of water in that thing, man.
Okay, but maybe is it worse closer to the shore?
I don't know, but I see them from the shore.
Yeah, but they don't say like don't swim in it at all. It's just along the beaches and stuff.
Because I assume that's where the river was dumping out.
Then it kind of settles in there.
Yeah, like once you get out further, I don't know.
I love how I don't want some one rogue turd catches you in the mouth. On your jet ski.
It's not an actual poo. It's sewage runoff.
I know, but there's probably a couple of floaters.
Everything's like broken down first.
Okay. I love how the three of us have no idea what we're talking about.
Yes.
And we are having an impassioned. And you're not even trying to make jokes. You're trying to make a legitimate argument here.
I've been saying that beach sucks since I moved here.
Oh, wow. Hot take. 252 WCMF. All right. Tons of folks are on hold, which means one of us said something very wrong.
Okay.
We're talking about how Ontario Beach has been named the second most polluted lake in New York State. It's the sewage runoff, and it sounds like it's coming down from the Genesee River. Yeah. Durand Eastman was the 10th most polluted lake in the state. And what I don't get is there are other rivers that run into lakes in New York State. Why? What about our area makes it so polluted? Let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
What up?
You got Van Leer's right there. That's our sewage treatment plant.
Okay.
And that's where they release the water after they treat it, air quotes, back out into the lake.
Okay.
So sometimes when we get a lot of rain, they can't treat the water to like, I think they can get it like 90-something% clean, but
still pretty good.
Yeah.
They do get overrun to where it's like, I've heard like only 70% clean.
Okay. So
it's going back out in the lake, and that's pretty close to both of those beaches. Plus, you got the river there.
Okay, so is it the location of the water treatment plant?
Or we should move that.
Are all water treatment plants right on the lakes when you go other places?
I don't know about all water treatment plants, but I think the location of this one does affect what we're talking about here.
Okay, but to be clear,
I wonder about the pier at Charlotte. If that pier keeps things kind of in there, it can't get out, it kind of traps stuff.
But again, like every other lake in New York I've been to has one of those. Like you go to Skinny Atlas, you go to that lake in the one in Erie County.
Yeah, but put it all together. Put it all together.
And what do you get?
River, you got
poo.
The water.
Fabulous poo.
All right, but
lovely poo.
Yeah, like how doesn't it get trapped like in the bay? You would think it would all.
Are you talking about poo bay?
Accumulate there.
I don't know.
Troy's on answers now.
I'm just curious.
Like a Ronda Quay?
Troy, I want to be clear. I mean, all of these theories, great theories. You are also just as clueless as the three of us, so this this was pointless, is what we're saying?
I wouldn't say just as clueless.
That's a yes.
But close.
Okay, Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, let's get to people who might actually know.
Okay, good.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go. David sounds like a smart name.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he wasn't smart, he'd call himself Dave.
Mm-hmm.
But David is on CMF. Hello, David.
Morning. How are you?
Okay. I was wrong. What do you got for us, buddy?
A couple of reasons. So the river's higher than the lake. That's why the pier's so long. So it doesn't create turbulence coming out into the lake. It's one of the only rivers that flow north.
All right. He sounds
smart. And the concrete pier goes out, you know, a couple thousand feet. So it actually acts as a barrier. So the Army Corps of Engineers used to try to pump the water from the corner of the pier and the beach area into the river so it flows out and continues on its path to the east.
Okay.
Because the lake flows to the east. So if they can figure out a way to get the water so it doesn't stagnate in that corner, it would be a lot better.
Oh, yeah, so it's just the geography of everything that screws us.
So it's built poorly.
It really is.
Okay. All right. So the only thing to do then would be like to rebuild everything.
Yeah, that shouldn't cost much.
Yeah, so there was a couple theories years ago that, you know, they tried the pumps over there and they tried some other things, but if they were able to redo the pier and put drainage through the pier on an angle so it flows from the lake into the river pushes it north out and it continues on its eastward journey, it would help solve that issue.
Okay. It comes out and makes
a
right.
Ferry and the rocks and the fast ferry to stop the turbulence kind of put that stop to that, too.
Okay. Oh. David, let me ask you this question, because you sound like a smart guy.
It all makes sense.
And you don't call yourself Dave, you call yourself David, so that's two That's two check marks in the right boxes. How do you know this, David? What do you do for a living?
I just used a boat in the river and a lake.
Damn it. You sounded like you knew, but every time
boat
I hear boater.
Boat guy. Big boat guy. Rocking big
us.
Dave.
Just called yourself an engineer, David.
Yeah, you could have.
Thank
you.
Why?
No, I'm not.
David, thanks for the call, buddy. No, I don't think anyone with that voice is allowed to be an engineer. Yeah, you know, you go down there and the pool's on the right, the pool's on the left. You got a treatment plant that appears all along like a gorilla's piskinish. This is embarrassing, right?
Of course it is, man. Like, you only get so much time to enjoy this stuff, and you can't.
Yeah, but it's, I mean... Seems like even the Finger Lakes have their issues, too, because sometimes they're like, don't swim in Canandaigua because, you know, they got like the algae or
red
whatever.
Tide.
So, I mean, it's not like an uncommon problem. It's just a matter of what's causing
it's
it.
It's the algae.
Understood. But 43% of the time it's closed. And I look, you bring up Canandaigua. I know it feels like we're not getting enough of it out of a gem that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I know that Lake Ontario, Charlotte, it'll never be Canandaigua, it'll never be Skinny Atlas. But not having a beach every day to go swimming.
Especially on a day like today where it's going to be 95 degrees.
Nailed it. And even on days where it's okay to go swimming, I think everyone in Rochester just assumes it's always gross.
I ain't getting that water, man.
Right? I mean, if you were able to make this clean.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do that. You would be getting a ton of more people down in Charlotte, which would be better for the community, which would help build up business. I mean, it would be good for, excuse me, Rochester. Mm-hmm. I got sewage coming out of my mouth. Yeah,
always.
You know, it's weird with all the pumping and the poo and everything.
Yeah.
If your mom was still alive, we could have called her. That sounds like her Saturday night. Pump, 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 poo everywhere. WCMF. 252-9263, Charlotte, Ontario Beach, excuse me, named the second most polluted beach in New York. It's because of all the poo, the sewage, the runoff, all this stuff. All right, maybe Mike can figure it out. He's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
What's going on?
What's up?
Didn't hang up in time. The other guy nailed it. Most of it's due to the pier.
You didn't hang up in time. Hey,
he hung up like 2 minutes ago.
You just want to hear your voice on the radio, Mike?
You got it.
All right, Mike, have a great day. Kyle's going to wrap it up. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Good. Tommy made a point regarding, like, farmers and fertilizer.
All right, let me time out real quick. I like this call because he sounds like a nerd.
Okay. But farmers and fertilizer?
Yeah. Go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry.
So, but it's actually a common misconception that actually homeowners over-fertilize their own yards, and that's where a lot of the NPK kind of runoff comes and contributes to any kind of buildup like that.
Okay, good checkbox, too, because he used a term we don't understand. All right, Kyle, let me ask you this question, smart guy. Mr. I got nerdy voice, and I say words people don't understand. What do you do for a living? How do you know this, Kyle?
I'm in the field.
He's a farmer.
He's in the field. I love how this show is so bad. Nobody will say what they do for a living into a microphone.
And nobody's learned to lie about it.
Hey, Kyle, when you say runoff, you don't mean like people near Charlotte where it goes up to the water. You mean like the water that ends up in the storm drains
that flows into everything.
Exactly, because like most people will fertilize, you know, an unnecessary product and we'll get a heavy rain and that rain will just basically wash off all that material into the storm drain, and then that goes directly right into the river.
Yeah, we know a guy.
Kyle, thanks for the info, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. How dare you?
How dare you? Mule,
sit here and go, oh, beach sucks, poo water, and you're the reason it's happening. You've ruined this city.
As he skips around his yard, fertilizing everything in sight.
Correction. Skips around his wife's yard, yes, fertilizing everything in sight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just hot now. Just a thing that happens every day. Yeah. No, don't you, it's what you wanted. Make my cool finger. Well, now you burn in hell. Are you happy?
Yes.
You got to do everything you can to stay cool.
Yes, you do.
And if you are not able to stay inside air conditioning all day long or can't put your ass in somebody's pool, what's that move going to be?
I don't know.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the hottest selling item in the summer of 2025 nationwide are these new portable neck fans. Have you seen them?
You hold on to it, but it just hangs on your neck?
No. All right, so it's like it looks like a giant necklace.
Yeah.
Okay. It's open in the front.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a traditional fan like that blows like sticking out.
Yeah.
Air flies up from
like
the side.
Circulates the air.
Exactly.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Really? You haven't seen these things? You've seen them. You just didn't know what they were.
Oh.
I'm telling you because
cools your neck.
Neck and head. Yeah. Your all head right. And neck area. Kimmy, you've seen these things.
I have not in person, but my husband was describing one of these to me because he said somebody that he knows had one on and he was like, that looks ridiculous. But then they put it on. They let him try it. And he's like, this is the best thing I've ever felt in my life.
Because your husband.
I'm sure of that.
Your husband is a big old hot
boy. He's a big old sweaty guy.
Okay.
Hot boy.
All right. So today it could be a heat index of 100.
A lot of hot boys out there.
Depending on where you are. There are people as we speak that are on their way to Bill's training camp.
Oh, God. That's right.
There. All right. Does the portable neck fan make you look like a douche?
Of course it does.
You don't even know what it looks like.
But it sounds ridiculous because it's like this big tube around your neck.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you have to accept that it looks a little funny, but I think you're going to appreciate it in the long run.
So you're saying you do look like a douche, but it's okay.
To be honest, I don't know if I would really know what it was unless somebody explained it to me.
I would think it's medical.
Like now I would notice it more.
Like a brace or something.
I mean, it does
kind of
look
like a car accident.
No, you know what it looks like? It looks like a smaller version of those Q collars that NFL players are wearing to avoid concussions.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't hide it. Just, you know, don't try to, like, put it under your shirt because then it's going to look funny.
All right, so there are, you can buy them anywhere from, like, $15 for the cheaper ones all the way up to, like, $30, $40, $50 for the higher-end ones. Some of them will blow cold water out of them and mist you while you're walking around.
So that means you have to put water
in
it.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, refill it.
Yeah, you would have to refill it. But like it's like when we remember when we were
sloshing around. Let me refill my neck fan.
Well, maybe it's just
ladies, here I come.
But maybe it's just a tiny bit of water.
I don't know.
Like Kimmy, you remember when we were kids? They sold like those spray bottles that had the fan on the end of them.
They had a fan attachment.
And I had no problem walking around.
Those
with
were amazing.
Right? What
I
happened?
Have those
to them?
At like soccer games and stuff. Yeah, do kids still use those?
I haven't seen.
I have. Before. So I noticed this when I was in the South for a wedding a couple weekends ago.
Okay.
Every woman that lived down there pulled out like these little battery run fans that they had like during the wedding and anytime they were outside.
Okay.
It was like, usually women used to have those when they were going through the changes. Like they get those hot flashes. My mother had one of those.
We're doing Ozzy again?
I'm serious.
She's going through changes.
It was women of all ages. But yeah, it was kind of, I think it was more so like their makeup didn't start running.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, it was like, that's a great idea. I need one of those.
Yeah, but people are going to think you're menopausing.
I don't care if I stay cool. Feels nice.
Well, people leave you alone.
People are leaving her alone.
There she comes, that fan.
I feel like you're not really understanding this because you're not a sweaty person.
I'm not.
And you don't really have a reason to have a fan.
And you got that flowy outfit on.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Very flowy.
Well, here's the thing. 252 WCMF, we're talking about portable neck fans. They are the hottest selling item of summer 2025. And with it being 95 degrees, feeling like 100 in some places, you're going to see them when you go out. You can go buy one right now for $20 and try and make things better. I think it's too douchey, even though I'm a super hot boy for me to wear.
I don't know
if
you tried it, though.
I have not, but I don't want to. I don't want to try it.
I think if you try it, you might be sold.
I can't. If I call
you look like a goddamn fool.
I know.
You are lucky, though, because, well, your one daughter plays tennis, but I'm thinking, like, if you had a kid that had a soccer tournament every weekend where you're just sitting out there baking
in the
sun,
Noodle Neck.
You're not going to care what you look like.
Oh, little Noodle Neck.
Noodle Neck?
Going to keep my neck nice and cool.
You sound like someone that hangs out with the Fonz trying to insult one. Dork thinks he's going to drown. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, to the neck fan haters out there, let him hate. I'll do shit up while I watch you melt in the heat. I'll have a nice, crisp, useless fan blowing nothing on my face. Yeah, how you like that?
Okay.
I can't do it.
And I don't know like if it's when it's 95 degrees out.
Yeah.
If anything helps. If you're outside just baking, even with this thing.
I mean, I get you. I'm
still because it's going to be humid as hell.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Miami.
Okay, but it's, every little bit has to help.
Maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
Like, I don't want to leave the house today, but I have to. I mean, I'm going to be in
wants to leave it when it's this hot.
I'm going
to
be in a hockey rink today for a little while, which is great.
Yeah.
But, like, with this, the walk from my door to the car and the walk from the car to the rink is going to be misery.
We did get a call of a man who did not want to go on because I think that he was posing a serious question. He said, if they come up with the neck cooler, how has nobody come up with the crotch cooler?
How would you put that on?
Wait, mate, like for your like
I think you underwear would like that somebody cools to your, invent that.
Well, I mean,
cools your junk. Like,
there is cooling underwear that they're selling. I don't know if it works.
Yeah, it doesn't have like water.
It doesn't have like a built-in airflow system.
I don't think you want a fan down there.
Oh, what are the Three Stooges put him on? Neck, 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 neck. Dork thinks he's gonna drown. It's a journey through the history of comedy with Tommy Mulay this morning. Coming up next, the Honeymooners. No, I've seen underwear that has like cold gel packs in it for guys.
Yeah, but what?
You're gonna look like you got a boner.
Yeah, but that's
no. It's like it's in underneath the balls.
That would be hard to walk though, like jelly balls.
Yeah, one of the worst like country artists out there right now.
Seems like it'd be very uncomfortable.
Can you Google ball cooling underwear
or jelly balls?
Jelly balls.
Because I think he's coming to see me
with Ozzy and Harriet.
Yeah, but it seems like it's just the material that's supposed to like be breathable. I'm not seeing actual gel packs
I've seen these things before because I remember it was a
here's one.
It was a direct ad to me, and I thought about
it. So it's like a cup?
Yeah.
It's called Paradise.
I get it.
Like your balls.
Ball hammock, pouch cooling underwear.
So the one that I saw, like, it doesn't go to like where your tip will be. It like rests like from the taint to like where the balls would end. So
it's kind of on the thighs, it looks
oh,
like.
Oh, that's not the one I saw.
Or that's just where they're
showing.
What
if it affects your badge?
What doesn't, bro?
Because the thinnest skin on your body is your, cool down is your there, sack.
Okay.
So that could affect your.
But doesn't being too hot waterino. Also affect it?
Bro, I got snipped. It doesn't bother me.
All right.
Cool me up.
Mine are dead.
Yeah. You wanna?
I'm cool in dust.
Look, let's get one pair of cold underwear and we'll share them and see how it goes.
Oh, there's another one called Snowballs cooling underwear for men.
That might be the way to go.
It's $60 a pair.
A pair of underwear?
Worth
Holy
it.
Crap.
Worth but you're going to stain out?
Well, like, think about it, man. Like, let's say you're going to take a trip to Disney with the family.
Yeah.
Right? Or, like, anywhere hot, you're going to be walking around.
All day.
Bro, that's worth
That would be worth it.
I would pay $60 a day. Like, if they had a rental service.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I want to rent
them. Well, no, not that I would rent them, but I'm saying it's like, this costs $60 a day. You could use it and throw it away. Yeah, I'm going to use that.
All right.
Brandon writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I work in landscaping. I just got one that clips to your belt and blows up my short and my shirt. He's talking about a fan, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, blows up his shirt?
And he says down his shorts and up his shirt.
Wait. Where is it? It's around his neck?
No, it clips on his shorts, he said.
Oh, but then it goes up the leg?
I know, how would it get in your shorts?
I don't know what you want from me, man.
I don't know.
It's hard to picture.
I'm trying to picture how it goes up the short and to the shirt.
Or down the shorts.
Unless it's got like in... I don't know.
I would ask Brandon to send a picture, but I will include his penis, and I don't want to see Brandon's penis.
Yeah. Not again.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.